Hello, my name is Thea. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
It's a related question. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Okay, so my husband has a scheduled appointment. I guess he went online and to public health, and he's going to drive like all the way to Linden or Marengo County because I guess they had extra shots there or something. He's 66, and so he's going to go on March the 1st to a scheduled appointment, drive from Montgomery 2 or 3 hours down somewhere to a public health place to get a shot.
You want to see if there's a local place instead of him driving that far?
It would be nice, but I don't want to mess with his appointment. He had a lot of trouble here in Montgomery, you know. He went to the mall and then in line for hours. And, you know, it's just so he's like, all I know is I have an appointment. But my point is that I have asthma, heart disease, COPD, and some other medical issues, but I'm only 60. So I guess my question was, if he's going to drive down to Linden, where I guess they have an excess, in Marengo County, so he was able to get an appointment and is going to drive down there. If I go with him, is there any way, because some people I know now are going to get a shot and then they agree to go ahead and vaccinate the spouse at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about the public health system. If I'm 60 with high blood pressure and all these, you know, medical issues, do I just have to wait till they open up for 1C? Or if he's already driving down to Marengo County, should I go with him and they may administer it to me? Or I don't want to waste my time and go with him and I just wait till they open it up for 60 with health issues. Does that make sense?
I get what you're saying. Unfortunately, I don't know how they handle it in Marengo County. I don't even want to, you know, get too deep into that. But I do see on a website where there's other locations within Montgomery other than the health department that offers vaccinations. And if you want to reach
before
out to
March
them, I got
the
there.
First?
I'm not sure because it's not showing, like, dates. It's showing me, like, locations of where there would be, like, the family care. I have Encompass Health, Baptist Medical Center South, UAB Montgomery.
And that's all on the same site where he probably booked this Marengo County.
Well, I actually just Googled Montgomery, Alabama testing, and it actually popped up. I can give you the link to the website if you want.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, so it's going to be Montgomery, Alabama. Alabama not spelled out, though, but Montgomery, A-L.
Montgomery, M-O-N-T-A-L.
M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. Montgomery will be spelled out. It's just Alabama's not spelled out. It's just
A-L.
Okay.
I gotcha. Okay.
So MontgomeryAL.gov/ L-I- V-E / coronavirus / COVID the dash in between the 19
yep
and then another dash between the behind 19 and the word vaccine and another dash info. That's the full link to the page that I'm on. And when you scroll down, it shows a whole list of vaccination places in Montgomery, if you want to refer to them.
Okay.
And all their numbers and everything is listed. It just doesn't give me, like, dates. So you can call in, and it's, like, I want to say, like, 10 or less on this list to see if they have any openings before, you know, he goes for that appointment.
Okay, family medical care is one.
It's, American Family Care, Encompass Health, Baptist Medical Center South, Main Street Family Care. We got Jackson Hospital in here, the health department. And they got Walmart locations on here, Adams Drugs, you know, so it's a lot of helpful information on there.
Yeah, I called Adams before, actually, you know, the owner. And, you know, mm-hmm. as soon as you get it, well, people just talk, and the next thing you know, they're out. So, anyway, I'll try American Family Care, maybe, or Encompass and see if they have something. But as far as when they're going to open it up to below 65 to 60 or 60 with medical issues, you have no idea.
I know as far as the medical, like the medical history, not set aside from the 65 and over, that's going to be phase 1C. Because right now we're still in 1B. So once we kind of finish up 1B, 1C will be with the medical, you know.
Gotcha.
So I'm,
right. Well, I don't know.
The
some
date
people
yet.
Are going with their spouse, and then they're
but in,
61
yeah,
or 62, and they give them a shot.
You're completely right. In some area, they just don't, you know, release us that information. It's completely up to the discretion of that vaccination clinic that, you know,
okay,
how they want to do
all
it.
All right.
Yes, we need.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Bye-bye.